Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peru's Congress voted to oust President Pedro Castillo in an impeachment trial on Wednesday, hours after he said he would dissolve the legislature by decree and threw the Andean country into a full-on constitutional crisis. Ignoring Castillo's attempt to shut down Congress, lawmakers moved ahead with the impeachment trial with 101 votes in favor of removing him, 6 against, and 10 abstentions. The legislature called on Peru's vice president to take office. While it's unclear who was ultimately going to prevail, Castillo appears to be losing his grip on power as allies abandoned him and ministers, the armed forces, police, and the U.S. ambassador criticized his move to shut down Congress outside normal legal channels. As snow fell in Kyiv on Wednesday, residents said they remained defiant and worried more about servicemen who must fight under freezing temperatures. Within Ukraine, officials were working on Wednesday to restore power after damage in the latest barrage of Russian missile strikes launched on Monday, hours after apparent Ukrainian drone strikes on 2 air bases deep inside Russia. Time magazine has named its 2022 Person of the Year. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Time's Person of the Year is Ukraine's President Zelensky, for proving, says Time, that courage can be as contagious as fear. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in Kyiv, the capital. He didn't run, says Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal. Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian who turned politician. When the war broke out, he worked to rally Ukrainian resistance. I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA News. The son of a former president of Mozambique and 10 others have been sentenced to prison for their roles in a scandal that crashed the southern African country's economy. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Armando Ndambi Guebuza, son of former president Armando Guebuza, was sentenced to 12 years in prison for his role in the scandal, which saw hundreds of millions of dollars in government-backed loans disappear. Others who were convicted were jailed for between 10 and 12 years. 8 of the 19 people on trial, on charges such as money laundering, bribery, and blackmail, were acquitted. An independent audit in 2017 found the government had not done enough to explain how the funds were spent. It said roughly a quarter of the money was unaccounted for.
The United States is expanding its current visa restriction policy to hold to account military or political actors who undermine or delay the democratic process in Sudan, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday. The U.S. move comes after Sudanese political parties and the military signed a framework deal on Monday that they said would pave the way for a 2-year civilian-led transition toward elections and end a sometimes violent standoff triggered by a coup in October 2021. The deal could mark a new phase for Sudan, but has already faced resistance from protest groups. Spanish police are searching for 14 people who ran from a plane at Barcelona's airport, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The plane made an emergency landing to get assistance for a pregnant woman who allegedly simulated she was about to give birth. As the woman was getting evacuated from the plane, 27 passengers exited the aircraft without authorization and, officials say, tried to flee. Police stopped 13 of them, while the other 14 got away and remain at large. The woman, who was thought to be in labor, is under arrest after doctors at the hospital determined that, although pregnant, she was not about to give birth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A published report says lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump found at least 2 items marked as classified during a recent search of a storage unit in West Palm Beach, Florida, and have provided them to the FBI. The Washington Post reports that the items were discovered by an outside team that was brought in by Trump's representatives to search his properties for any additional classified materials. The nature of the classified materials is not immediately clear, and the storage unit where they were found was found in the eastern state of Virginia. I'm Joe Ramsey.